This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Coronavirus vaccinations have started for people of all ages across the United States. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Nursing home patients in Florida are being vaccinated. Governor Ron DeSantis wants this done as quickly as possible.
As you have this protection, you can have people return to more sense of normalcy.
First to get the shot at John Knox Village near Fort Lauderdale, 88-year-old Vera Leap. Was she excited?
Yes.
And how does she feel about it?
Honey, I don't know how I feel about it. You know, the end's going to come, and how long it's going to be, I have no idea.
After getting the shot, Leap said she felt fine. I'm Ed Donahue.
President-elect Joe Biden is adding a former Democratic nomination rival to what he says will be the most diverse cabinet in American history. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Biden had already tabbed the first Black defense secretary and the first Latina health and human services chief. Now,
the first ever openly gay nominee to lead the cabinet department.
Choosing 38-year-old Pete Buttigieg as transportation secretary, adding youth to an incoming administration dominated by veteran Washington hands.
A new voice with new ideas, determined to move past old politics.
If confirmed, Buttigieg would be tasked with carrying out Biden's proposals to spend billions on major infrastructure improvements. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is quarantining after coming into contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The State Department said Pompeo had tested negative but was being monitored. Pompeo had been expected to attend a cabinet meeting on Wednesday and meet on Thursday with President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to succeed him. This is VOA News. China's Chang'e 5 lunar probe successfully returned home with samples Thursday morning, Beijing time, after weeks of space travel. It landed at the designated landing site in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. Chang'e 5 brought back the first fresh samples of rock and debris from the moon's Sea of Storms collected in more than four decades. Made up of a lander, an ascender, an orbiter, and a returner, the Chang'e 5 probe was launched November 24th. Its lander-ascender combination successfully landed on the near side of the moon December 1st and collected samples from both the lunar surface and beneath. U.S. prosecutors said on Wednesday they had charged a Kenyan-born militant with terrorism-related offenses, including conspiring to hijack an aircraft for a 9/11-style attack on an American target. AP's Jim Mustian reports.
Federal authorities unsealed an indictment in Manhattan federal court against Kola Abdi Abdullah, 30-year-old from Kenya, who's accused of being an operative of the terrorist organization Al-Shabaab. The allegation is that Mr. Abdullah went to flight school in the Philippines, obtained a pilot's license, and had been doing research on how to access a cockpit of an airliner, and also information concerning the tallest building in an unidentified U.S. city. Audrey Strauss, the acting U.S. attorney in Manhattan, called it a chilling callback to the 9/11 attacks. He's been ordered held without bond.
In a troubling sign for U.S. retailers, Americans have been holding back on spending. AP correspondent Jennifer King has details.
Black Friday was a bust. The U.S. Commerce Department reports that retail sales fell 1.1% in November. That's the biggest drop in 7 months, much steeper than Wall Street analysts had expected. The department also revised October's report, finding that retail sales fell 0.1% instead of rising 0.3% as previously reported. That's a weak start to the all-important holiday shopping season, which usually accounts for a quarter or more of retail's annual sales. Economists expect retail sales to fall again this month as virus cases spike and states add more restrictions. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Federal Reserve said Wednesday that it will keep buying government bonds until the economy makes substantial progress, a step intended to reassure financial markets and keep long-term borrowing interest rates low indefinitely. The Fed also reiterated after its latest policy meeting that it expects to keep its short-term benchmark interest rate near zero through at least 2023. The U.S. Central Bank has kept its key rate there since March, when it took a range of extraordinary steps to fight the pandemic recession by keeping credit flowing. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.